This is, maybe definitely, a DCU's Batman Comics First fanfic, written by Hearts Logos, and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Jason Todd, with additional tags for accidental kidnapping, on purpose, for feelings reveal, pining. Tim Drake is bad at flirting. Matchmaker Cassandra Cain, getting together, love confessions. "Excuse me while I try to understand your logic," Tim starts, stops, turns, and stares at the unconscious body that Cass dumped on his bed. Jason's unconscious body. Jason's unconscious body, which was probably half-dressed earlier, because he's pretty sure that Cass dressed him in the process of dragging him over here. Tim doesn't want to follow down that road of assumptions. Cass hums. If you could hurry, that would be great. I have things to do. "Excuse me for being slow," Tim says, tearing his eyes away from Jason to stare at the ceiling and hope this is a nightmare, then turning back to her. "It's not every day my sister knocks out my brother and drags him into my apartment and congratulates me on being married to said brother." "One, he's not really your brother," she says, counting off on her fingers. "Two, because you're wondering." "No, I'm not wondering. Please let me remain in the dark. I got him when he finished taking a shower. I waited, so he's not smelly anymore." "You're welcome." Tim lets out a strangled noise that reminds him a little of that one angry black and brown alley cat with one eye and half a left ear when it got tackled by a particularly young and bubbly white Persian. Oh God. "You're welcome." "I'm not thankful." Cass laughs in his face. For 2 minutes. She's crying. Tim's made his sister cry. Of laughter, because he's not thankful that she abducted their brother and dumped him in Tim's bedroom. "You two are idiots," she says, abruptly sobering up. It's terrifying to watch, really. She goes from crying to stone cold deadly in 2 seconds, and her face is still red and tears are kind of streaming down her face, but her expression would probably look perfectly at home on Batman. Or a serial killer. She jabs her finger in Tim's chest, and she's just gotten a new manicure and it hurts like hell. "You are oblivious to the point of being some sort of criminal level of stupid." She kicks the bed. And this one represses violently. Incredible, really. He should get an award for how violently he represses things. But I'm not going to encourage his or your weaknesses. There's a dangerous glint in her eye that has Tim backing up. Sadly, he's run out of space and hit a wall. Cass advances, slamming her hand on the wall next to his head. "Talk it out. Don't bullshit. I'll know." She pats his cheek and strolls out his window. Tim stares at the space she was and wonders if this is why all the truly happy superheroes he knows have no siblings. Except for Jaime. Because he's Jaime and has an actual family group that functions normally. Tim decides to do the smart thing and hole up in his bunker and hope that Jason wakes up soon and leaves. He also hopes that Jason doesn't bother to, say hi or anything. He likes to think there's no need for politeness in their family, because it's usually a cover for when someone wants a favor or is about to pull the most terrifying and epically sinister pranks. Jason, predictably, doesn't do the decent thing and leave quietly. "So," Jason says, casually leaning on the back of Tim's computer chair. Tim scrambles a little when the chair tilts back and he almost falls. "Our sister ambushed me in the shower. Thoughts?" "On what?" Tim says. I have lots of thoughts. Thoughts on global warming, jaywalking, the rising prices of oil, the water deficit of California. Jason flicks the back of his head. Thoughts on our sister. Well, currently I'm feeling rather upset with her, but mostly I'm terrified, Tim answers, nervously curling his toes. Jason raises an unimpressed eyebrow at him. I'm sorry she knocked you out in the shower and brought you here. But he is not sorry that she put clothes on him. Would that be inappropriate to say?
Do you know why she'd do that? Jason asks. Jesus, I swear it's like dragging teeth out of you.
I'll have you know that I lose teeth all the time. Ask Bruce. We just had another talk about my dental bill, Tim says, causing Jason to snort and drag a hand over his face. Jason gives him a look over his fingers.
Well, I know why she'd do that, but I'm not telling you because it's stupid and unnecessary for anyone to be thinking of.
Tim wonders if Alfred has been teaching Jason how to give people looks. Totally unfair. No one should have that kind of power but Alfred.
Rip it off, Jason says. Whatever it is, say it, rip it off like a band-aid. I swear it'll feel better.
Ripping off band-aids doesn't make it hurt less, Tim mutters. Yelps when Jason kicks the chair.
Oh my god, okay, you're such a jerk.
Jason smiles. Well, Kes probably did it because she wants me to confront my increasingly problematic feelings towards you, Tim says, the back of his neck slowly burning warm to hot to blazing inferno of embarrassment.
She must have noticed, and it's been somewhat distracting. So she's probably doing this so I can, I don't know, get it out of my system and stop fucking up on patrol and make myself look like an idiot?
Somewhere between the start of that and the end of it, Tim's ended up going from looking at Jason to staring down at his socked feet. Which reminds him that he needs new socks, because these are really stupid old and worn thin. Jason doesn't say anything. And that's not the best thing, because Tim might start babbling to fill the spaces. So Tim bites the inside of his cheek to tell himself to shut up, cracks his knuckles, and leans forward to start typing again. When all else fails, Tim has learned, work your way through it. Or, at least, that's what Bruce has taught him. But that doesn't seem to work, because Jason is slowly dragging Tim's computer chair away from the computers.
What are you doing? Jason, hey!
Jason's pulled Tim out of arm's reach of the computers and spun the chair so that Tim is face to chest with Jason. Then Jason braces a hand by Tim's head and pushes the chair into a dangerously precarious leaning position until Tim is forced to look Jason in the eye and grab Jason's arm out of safety reflexes. Jason's eyes are narrowed, and his mouth is pulled down.
What kind of feelings?
Oh, God.
You can't be serious.
Sure I can be. Elaborate on that, Jason says, and his voice is slipping into Red Hood levels of deep and irritated.
Which is really not what Tim wants when he's in sweatpants, socks, and a stupid novelty Aquaman sweatshirt that Bart got him for his birthday that says, just keep on swimming.
What kind of feelings are you talking about?
Inappropriate ones for brothers to have? Inappropriate feelings for people who've tried to kill and seriously injure each other to have? Feelings of the warm and vaguely stupid romantic sort that maybe involve images of, I don't know, movies and breakfast and also maybe kissing?
Tim's brain is an idiot sometimes.
Tim, in general, is a pathetic idiot.
Usually in relation to the people he cares for.
Like Jason Todd.
Tim tries to push his weight forward, and tries to get the chair back onto solid ground. Jason doesn't seem to want to let that happen, though. Which totally don't have to be reciprocated, by the way, Tim says. I'm cool with quietly putting my feelings in a box, then a larger box, then a metal safety deposit box, then a cement and steel vault, then tying chunks of rock to that vault and throwing it into the ocean, over the deepest part of the Marianas Trench. So, yeah, it's fine. I'm working on it. If anything, Jason looks even angrier.
I can work on it faster?
Tim doesn't think he could, but he could try if it'd mean Jason would stop looking at him like that.
You like me, Jason deadpans.
Yes, I can stop. It's not a big problem. I've been dealing with this on and off since I was, like, 10. Tim waves a hand and wishes he didn't inherit his ability to flush from his mother. Not that she did much, but she could. Apparently. Usually when she was angry, but it was really, really prominent. Please let go of my chair. I don't want to fall and crack my head open.
You like me,
Jason repeats, a dip forming between his eyebrows as he repeats the words.
This entire time? Really?
Well, yes, Tim says. Look, I'm not going to sit around here all day, night, whatever time it is, while you repeat this over and over. I like you a lot. It's inappropriate, and I get that you don't feel the same way.
I don't know who's the bigger idiot here,
Jason interrupts, dropping Tim's chair. Tim yelps, flails a little when the chair comes forward onto its front legs again, turning to glare at Jason and maybe give him a good punch or two for that, and moving back to run his hands through his hair.
You or me? You like me. How the fuck did I not notice that? You think... But... You. You're supposed to be the weirdly observant one in this fucked up family. Why do you think I don't like you?
Well, for one thing, Cass is the observant one, and... Well, not to sound like I'm 12 or something, but... I know you like me, but you don't like me.
Jason glares at him. I changed my mind. You're the bigger idiot.
See, that's not what you'd say if you did like me.
I do like you. Ugh, I mean, God, that sounds dumb.
Jason rolls his eyes.
Ugh, you're such a weirdo. I don't even know why I like you.
I'm not that weird. Tim pauses in the middle of pushing his chair back towards his computer.
Wait. You like me?
Jason snorts.
Yes, Tim. I like you. I even like you. Me? Do you know any other Tims that are in this room at this very moment?
Jason sighs, then laughs.
I guess my pining got on Cass's nerves.
Tim stares up at Jason. Jason tilts his head.
So, about that thing you said, that movies, breakfast, and maybe kissing?
Definitely kissing, Tim says. I'm changing it to definitely kissing.
The end.
Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Litra for Potoween 2018. You had asked for Bat Family Tim-centric or as part of the pairing as your treat, and your trick was mistaken identities or I have a crush on a person and I didn't realize that person was you. But what if you shorten that to I have a crush on a person and I didn't realize, period, because they're both really bad at communicating and relationships. I hope this podfic made you smile. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.